now, riding around with her top down. Every day is just like a rat race. You've all got your number, but there isn't any winner.
Satisfaction. attention. I can't get no good reaction. Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm riding around the world, and I'm doing this, and I'm signing that, and I'm trying to meet some girl who tell me, oh, baby, better come back. Maybe next week, come to see, I'm all a loser streak. I can't get no, 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 no. Hey, 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 that's what I said. I can't get no, I can't get no, I can't get no satisfaction. No satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Boogie Wonderland. Folks, and welcome back to Just Saying. I am DJ Aquarius, and you are joining me here at radio.dominican.edu. And just before we took our music break, we were going to discuss Seth MacFarlane, the host of this year's Oscars, and I really wanted to talk about his performance as our host this year. I don't even know where to start. I thought he was fantastic. I really, really do. I thought he was grand, and sadly a lot of people disagree with me on that, and I don't care because I'm still right anyway. But a lot of people were very disappointed with his performance. They said that he was anti-Semitic, chauvinistic, crude, racist, I mean, you know, just everything, you know, disgusting that a host should not be. But I mean, first of all, I would like to start off by saying, this is Seth MacFarlane, folks. Seth MacFarlane, okay, this isn't Mr. Rogers. You kind of knew what you were getting when you hired him for the job. I mean, he is the creator of Family Guy. And for those of you that have seen Family Guy, you know it ain't Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, you know? So I don't know what people are complaining about. It's, you know, I mean, that's almost like somebody going to Waterworld and saying, oh, well, I got wet. Well, guess what? You're at Waterworld, you know? And this is Seth MacFarlane. So he did pretty much what I expected him to do and even better. I don't know what other people were expecting him to do. They just seemed so shocked that he gave a provocative performance. And he held your attention, and I will remember his performance. 20 years from now, I'm going to remember some of the things that he said and some of the things that he did. I can't say that for the majority of other hosts, and only one other one comes to mind, really, and that's Whoopi Goldberg. She has hosted the Oscars several times. I have not seen all of her hosting. Every time that she's hosted the Oscars, I haven't seen all of those. I only remember one, and that was back when, I don't know what year it was, but I do remember it was back when Nicole Kidman was nominated for Moulin Rouge. So it was a few years ago. And I remember Whoopi coming down from the ceiling of the theater wearing Nicole Kidman's outfit that she wore in Moulin Rouge, swinging in this swing. It was a very sexy outfit, and she was swinging across the room, and she was reenacting the scene, you know, that big scene from Moulin Rouge. She's just, you know, and I also remember one time when she, this was during the same show, and she was hosting, and for one of the segments, she came out dressed as a hobbit, and she had the hobbit feet on and everything, and she wanted to know why there were no black hobbits in Lord of the Rings. You know, she really, I mean, she was one of the few that has actually gotten my attention to a point where I will remember her performance. I'm not just going to remember the people that won, but I'm really going to remember the host and the things that they said and the things that they did. Personally, that's what I want in a host. You know, I want them to hold my attention and make me remember. It makes the show more entertaining, and it makes it more worthwhile when it comes to watching it. But a lot of people weren't happy. Seth made some, what some people would say, are crude comments. For one thing, he made jokes about George Clooney being a pedophile because he, you know, he tends to date much younger women. He made jokes about Lincoln's assassination. He made, you know, jokes about Chris Brown beating Rihanna. I mean, just the list goes on and on. I mean, I don't think anything or anybody was off limits that night. And good for him. You know, good for him not letting the Academy or people's expectations push him in a very boring box, you know, to where most hosts are pushed into that box, and they sort of happily submit to that. And I'm so glad that Seth didn't. He really lived up to my expectations and beyond. I have some quotes here that I found for you guys, that some of the things that he said, so you can sort of get, you know, the gist of what was said and what was going on for those of you who didn't watch. There was one quote that he made towards Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor who portrayed Abraham Lincoln. He says, "Daniel Day-Lewis, your process fascinates me. You were totally 100% in character as Lincoln during the making of the movie. So when you saw saw a cell phone, would you say, oh my God, what's that? Or if you bumped into Don Cheadle on the studio lot, did you try and free him? How deep did your method go? Now, I really like that comment. I guess a lot of people would say it's racist or just, you know, whatever. But I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, you know, the movie Abraham Lincoln was about Lincoln, you know, going through the process to free the slaves or whatever, what have you. And, you know, Seth MacFarlane was referring to what's called method acting, which is where an actor stays in character the whole time, even when they are not, even when the camera's not rolling. So even when they're not being filmed. So if they're just sitting around in their trailer, they're still in character, and that's supposed to help them portray who they're supposed to portray, who they're supposed to be portraying even better. And Daniel Day-Lewis is well known for being a follower of this method, and so are a lot of other actors. So is Leonardo DiCaprio and a few others. But so I thought that was a funny statement, but people didn't like it. He also went on to make what I thought was a hilarious comment about Django Unchained. He says, "Django Unchained, this is a story of a man fighting to get back his woman who's been subjected to unthinkable violence, or as Chris Brown and Rihanna call it, a date movie." You know, I really thought that was a great statement. And another thing I don't get is, why are people so, and people are very upset with what he said about Chris Brown and Rihanna. Why? I don't know. I mean, Chris Brown is a jerk who beat his girlfriend. So why are people rushing to his defense? You know, we always talk about this, you know, stop abuse against women, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Seth MacFarlane just highlighted, you know, the horrificness of what, you know, Chris Brown has done. And people are just saying, oh, it's too soon, you shouldn't say things like that. Well, what's too soon about it? You know, it happened a few years ago, and as far as I'm concerned, Rihanna is an absolute fool. She's back with this guy, and I'm a strong believer that when a man hits you once, he'll do it again. So, I mean, it's a free country. I don't see what's wrong with Seth MacFarlane saying what he said. It was hilarious, and hopefully some young girl will learn from that comment and will maybe even just through, even though it was a humorous comment, hopefully it will, it might make women and young girls think twice about getting involved in a relation, an abusive relationship like that. He also went on to make comments about the use of the N-word in movies. He said, there's been a lot of controversy over the use of the N-word in the film Django Unchained. I'm told apparently the screenplay is loosely based on Mel Gibson's voicemails. And I, again, another brilliant comment. I mean, he was only saying, you know, stating what was true. He, you know, he didn't lie on anybody or say anything that was, you know, exaggerated. It's true. Everybody knows that Mel Gibson went on his racist, you know, an abusive rant on someone's voicemail one time and made horrible comments about women and whatnot. So I don't see what was wrong with that. He also went on to joke about Jennifer Lawrence. He said, "Jennifer Lawrence has a great attitude about the whole thing. I was talking to her backstage and she told me that whether she wins or loses, it's just an honor that Meryl Streep wasn't nominated." Again, I thought another great comment. I don't know what people are complaining about with this guy. You know, he was a brilliant host. And I almost was thinking the same thing, because as much as I love Meryl Streep, I was devastated last year when she beat out Viola Davis for, you know, best actress. Viola Davis portrayed Abilene in The Help. And I thought everybody, you know, smart money was on Viola, that she was going to win this award. And, you know, Meryl's a great actress, but she didn't need another Oscar. So why they gave it to her, I don't know. So it was, again, just another true statement. You know, whenever Meryl Streep is nominated, usually she wins. So Jennifer Lawrence would not have, you know, would not have stood a chance of winning this Oscar if Meryl Streep had been nominated. So again, just another true statement. Seth MacFarlane has said that he will never again host the Oscars. I think that's very sad, because I think he's the best host that the Oscars has had in a long time. But given the negative response from a lot of people, I don't blame him. I just think people need to lighten up and have a sense of humor. I guess just some people out there don't really understand what humor is and what comedy is. But I just want to say, most likely he's not listening to this, Seth MacFarlane, but if he is, I just want him to know that his performance you know, was not looked down on by everybody. And I, for one, would like to give a shout out to him and say what a magnificent job that he did. And for all of those curious as to what else he had to say that was provocative, you know, as the critics are saying, you can always find all of his comics. There are websites now dedicated to his performance, that have quotes from all the things he said throughout the night. So regardless of what you thought of his performance, he will be remembered. So he definitely was not a boring host. And that's more than I can say for Steve Martin, who gave a very boring performance a few years ago. And also, I would like to just say that Seth MacFarlane also was nominated for an Oscar. He was nominated for a song that he wrote called Everybody Needs a Friend. It was in the movie Ted, and needless to say, Adele beat him out, and rightfully so, but still it was very nice that he was nominated, and also he did a great job of hosting. So I just like to put that out there. So anyway, that is all for our time here on Just Saying at radio.dominican.edu, but I am on every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m., so please join me next week. We have lots more to talk about. Hollywood never sleeps, so that's great because that always gives me a lot to talk about. So anyway, I will see you guys next week. Thank you. I'm your host, DJ Aquarius, and I will see you guys next Wednesday, or at least talk to you guys. So have a great day, folks.